So with this upgrading of the image of the banjo, people started playing light classical music, something like that last tune, marches, ragtime, that sort of thing as it moved towards the turn of the century. And at this time, it became a sign of good breeding and good upbringing for women to pick up musical instruments such as the flute or the piano or the guitar, of course. And for those women who picked up the banjo, and their numbers were legion, they were the ones that would ride bicycles, smoke cigarettes, and have tattoos, or so it's been explained to me. So I'm going to do a tune that dates right around 1900, maybe 1902, and you should know that the very first Edison cylinders featured a lot of banjo music, a guy named Fred Van Epps and another guy named Wes Hossman. And these guys dressed up in tuxedos and were virtuosic on their instruments. And so I'm going to do a tune from this period. It's called the classic banjo style. And this is a tune called the Plantation Symphony.